So today we are reading on the third canto, chapter number 9, Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy, text number 6.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tavat Bhayam Dravina Deha Suhrit Nimitam Shoka Spriha Paribhava Vipula Cha Lobha Tavat Mama Yeti Asat Avragaha Arti Mulam Yavat Na Te Angrim Abhayam Ravranita Loka Tavan Vayang Dravina Dehu Suhrin Nimitam Shoka Spriha Paribhavo Vipalascha Lobha Tavan Mamedya Sadavagraha Arti Mulam Yavan Natengrim Abhayam Pravranito Loka Tavat
until then.
Bhayam
fear.
Dravina
wealth.
Deha
body.
Suhrit
relatives.
Nivitam
for the matter of.
Shoka
lamentation.
Spriha
desire.
Paribhava
paraphernalia.
Vipula
very great.
Cha
also.
Lobha
avarice.
Tavat
up to that time.
Mama
mine.
Iti
thus.
Asat
perishable.
Avragraha
undertaking.
Artamulam
full of anxieties.
Yavat
as long as.
Na
do not.
Te
your.
Angrimabhayam
safe lotus feet.
Pravranita
take shelter.
Loka,
the people of the world.
Translation and purport
by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
O my Lord, the people of the world are embarrassed by all material anxieties. They are always afraid. They always try to protect wealth, body, and friends. And they are filled with lamentation and unlawful desires and paraphernalia. And they avariciously base their undertakings on the perishable conceptions of my and mine. As long as they do not take shelter of your safe lotus feet, they are full of such anxieties.
Purport.
One may question, how can one always think of the Lord in regard to His name, fame, quality, etc., if one is embarrassed by thoughts of family affairs? Everyone in the material world is full of thoughts about how to maintain his family, how to protect his wealth, how to keep pace with friends and relatives, etc. Thus, he is always in fear and lamentation, trying to keep up with the status quo. In answer to this question, this verse spoken by Brahma is very appropriate. A pure devotee of the Lord never thinks of himself as the proprietor of his home. He surrenders everything under the supreme control of the Lord, and thus he has no fear for maintaining his family or protecting the interests of his family. Because of this surrender, he no longer has any attraction for wealth. Even if there is attraction for wealth, it is not for sense enjoyment, but for the service of the Lord. A pure devotee may be attracted to accumulating wealth, just like an ordinary man. But the difference is that a devotee acquires money for the service of the Lord, whereas the ordinary man acquires money for his sense enjoyment. And thus, the acquisition of wealth by a devotee is not a source of anxieties, as is the case for a worldly man. And because a pure devotee accepts everything in the sense of serving the Lord, the poisonous teeth of accumulation of wealth are extracted. If a snake has its poison removed and bites a man, there is no fatal effect. Similarly, wealth accumulated in the cause of the Lord has no poisonous teeth, and the effect is not fatal. A pure devotee is never entangled in material worldly affairs, even though he may remain in the world like an ordinary man. Om Ajnana Timanandash Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namo. So, this is a challenge as one takes up the pathway of Krishna consciousness. Many of our students are inquiring from us. They want to practice Krishna consciousness, follow the principles, chant the prescribed number of rounds, etc., but yet there's so much having to put energy into their job. And it takes so much of their consciousness away to focus on doing the job nicely so they can keep their job, etc. So many people inquire from us how they can be Krishna conscious in that situation. It's a big challenge that practically every devotee faces. All the householder devotees have to face this. There's a nice example that Prabhupada gives. In South India, there are some dancers who dance just like our Manipuri dancers. They do so many elaborate dance steps. Amazing to watch the Manipuri dancers. So there's a similar dance troupe in South India. They're very, very expert. But there's one additional feature to their dancing which makes it even more amazing, and that is they keep a clay water pot balanced on their head the entire time. And they never spill a drop of water. So, this is a simile that Prabhupada gives how one can do worldly activities and at the same time be Krishna conscious. The dancing, that is the worldly activities, and that clay pot, that is the Krishna consciousness. And even in our ordinary travels around India, we see so many ladies in the villages. They have those clay pots, maybe even two clay pots on their head, and they're just chit-chatting like there's not even a clay pot on their head. It's just automatically sitting there, and it's no big deal. So, if one is very practiced, then one can do all variety of worldly activities and at the same time be completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Another example is mridanga. Because when you play mridanga, you have one hand doing this, you have another hand doing this. And when you first begin, you wonder, how could I possibly coordinate these hands to make them, you know, they're doing two different things at the same time. It seems impossible in the beginning. But if you have the proper teacher, you take help of a devotee who is expert on mridanga, and he can show you. You hit like this, and you hear, etc., etc. So, this is another simile of how one can practice Krishna consciousness, be fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, and at the same time be engaged in what are apparently worldly activities of maintaining the family, working job, etc. Simply a matter of practice, and this is why Prabhupada actually recommends. I recently found this quote. Prabhupada said 16 rounds before sunrise. Because if we, just like who would go out to do their normal worldly activities in the day without their cell phone being fully charged? In the middle of the day, all of a sudden, you know, a call comes in and you can't take it because your battery went down. So, and if one fully charges one's spiritual battery by chanting the early morning hours, very good sadhana, chanting very good rounds, you see, in the early morning, then one can maintain nice Krishna consciousness throughout the day. I was advising one young corporate worker in Toronto the other day, and she would just basically maybe chant a couple of rounds before she leaves the house, and then a couple of rounds here, a couple of rounds there, and I said, this is not the way to do it. And then staying up late at night and finishing them up, you know, it's not the way to do it. You got to go to bed as early as possible and get up as early as possible. See, this is a very practical system that Prabhupada gives before sunrise. So in this way, if one has very, very good sadhana in the early morning hours, then you have your cell phone fully charged. You have your spiritual battery fully charged. So you can deal with any situation and remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. The ultimate goal is to actually, as we read about the great realized devotees of the Lord, they actually see Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadaiva hidayeshu valokayanti yam shama shundanam chintya gunasvarupam govindam adipurushantamaham dajami. As we progress along the path of bhakti, then more and more and more we can actually extract Krishna from within everything. We can experience Krishna everywhere. And this is the first instruction I actually got from Prabhupada, you know, in his presence. The first time I actually heard Prabhupada speak was at the Rathi Yatra Festival back in 71 in San Francisco. And his lecture was truly amazing for us. He began off, the first word that came out of his mouth was Jagannath. Jagannath Swami Mayana Patagami Bhavati. And then he began to explain that, actually, he said, every one of you, and these were mostly non-devotee audience. There was maybe 300 devotees and 3,000 non-devotees there around the cart, Subhadra's cart, getting ready for the festival to begin. And Prabhupada said, you have all seen God. And then he quoted that verse, Rasoham Mabtukomteya Prabhashmi Sashishwarya. That Krishna says, I am the light of the sun and the moon. So actually you have all seen God. And then he went further on to explain that you are drinking water once, twice, thrice, more than that every day. He said, if every time you drink water, you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water, then immediately you become Krishna conscious. He said to become Krishna conscious is not a difficult job, simply requires practice. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada was telling us how we could actually experience Krishna everywhere. Sometimes we explain to our students, you go to your job, and there's your manager, your boss, and he's telling you do this, do that, he's managing. But you can see, oh, he's very expert at managing. He has a very profound ability to manage. This, in Krishna, in that verse, it says, I am the ability in man. So even when you're working your job, you can say, oh, this ability of my boss to manage me, this is Krishna. You see? So in this way, by having a very good connection in the early morning hours, by doing some reading, by doing some chanting, and then keeping this Shastric vision throughout the day, then we can actually see everything in a transcendental way. without someone's eyes have gone bad, then without glasses they can't function. So we are all blind in this material world. This is why we pray, Om Agyanitamadam Dasha Manamjana Shalate. We are actually blind in this material world. So Prabhupada, he is giving us that vision. He is giving us these wonderful books. He is giving us so many wonderful things. We have three things to help us. We have Guru, our spiritual master. We have sadhus, the devotees of the Lord. And we have Shastra, we have Prabhupada's books. So between our Guru Maharaj, our Vaishnava family, and Prabhupada's books, we have everything we need to be fully connected with Krishna 24 hours a day. Even if I'm out there at IBM Corporation, in a high-pressure situation, trying to perform and successfully, so I can, keep my paycheck coming. In each and every situation, if we simply connect with Krishna, and Krishna is everywhere. It's not that he's just here in the temple, but the temple is where he is the easiest place to connect with. This is the easiest place here in the temple. This is where Krishna is most obviously. Most consciously, we can become easily most aware of his presence. So this is why it's recommended to observe the Mangala Arati ceremony. We meditate very, very deeply on the mercy of our beloved founder Acharya, his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. We take great shelter of him and of our own spiritual master. We meditate on the spiritual master. And we engage in these wonderful activities of worshipping the Tulsi, Srimati Tulsi Devi, worshipping Srila Prabhupada in his Guru Puja ceremony, offering our obeisances to the Vaishnavas, chanting the holy names in the atmosphere of like-minded personalities. This is a very, very, very powerful system. Srila Prabhupada has very expertly taken all the recommended statements, as Maharaj pointed out yesterday. He's actually taken the recommended things, the most potent forms of devotional service, recommended in nectar devotion, and he's incorporated all of them into our morning program. So if for some reason one is not able to come to an ISKCON center for the morning program, then they should do this as far as possible in their own home. Because this is the powerful, potent program for being very, very plugged into Krishna that you can carry throughout the entire day. This process works if you work the process. You see. Some people say, well, I tried it didn't work. But that's because they didn't really work the process. You see. They didn't really plug into the actual process of Krishna consciousness. Anyone who follows this system as it is, they will get the result. Absolutely guaranteed. The result is they will feel how they're becoming free from lust, how they're becoming free from anger, how they're becoming free from avarice, from greed, and how they're actually developing an attraction for Krishna. Bhakti pareshanu bhavrovaraktir nanyatra chai shatraka ekakalaha. The Bhagavatam very, very nicely explains that one who engages in devotional service, they develop feelings of love for God. Bhakti, you see. They develop feelings of love. And it's described direct perception of Krishna. They learn how to experience Krishna within everything, as Prabhupada pointed out in that Ratha-yatra lecture. They more and more feel a connection with Krishna in everything, wherever they go. And the third item, Bhaktir, they become detached from material sense gratification. So Prabhupada explains that one does not require to take some certificate that now you're advancing. You see. If someone is actually progressing in Krishna consciousness, they will feel how they are advancing. Just as the second half of the Bhagavatam verse explains, just as you become nourished, you get satisfaction, and you get eradication of hunger with every bite of your meal, you see, in this way, by practicing Krishna consciousness, you feel satisfied. nourished. So, if we are honoring prasad, we can feel how our belly is filling up. So if we're actually practicing Krishna consciousness as is given by our acharyas, then we will feel how this wonderful awakening of Krishna consciousness, how that beautiful, resplendent sunrise of Krishna bhakti is gradually coming on the eastern horizon of our hearts. Some people have this idea of spiritual enlightenment. It's all like a zap of lightning, kawam, and then, you know, you're enlightened. You go from complete darkness to complete enlightenment within a second. But actually, it's like a sunrise. It's gradually. One has to take up the process as it is, follow the rules and regulations, and then gradually, the full-blown manifestation of Krishna bhakti will manifest. That process is so nicely given by our acharyas. First, we have that the faith, shraddha, in this process. The second step, sadhu sangha, we take up the association of those who are in this process. We find like-minded souls who are practicing, we take their association. The third step, bhajana kriya, we take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. We get initiated, we surrender unto our Guru Maharaj, and follow his instructions with love and faith. And then by that process, then we come to anartha nivritti. That all that dirt, that thickly encrusted dirt which is accumulated for millions and millions and millions of lifetimes, that thickly encrusted crud, which is just weighing us down, which is burdening us, unbelievably torturing us, actually, that begins to become removed from our gradually, and it feels so good. Just like when you're very, very sick and you start to get well, even though you're still sick, you feel the recovery is happening, and that gives energy, that gives enlivenment. Even though you're still sick, you're feeling so enlivened, I can feel I'm getting better now. You see? So even in our conditioned stage where we're still battling it out with the mind, practically at every minute, if we're actually taking this process seriously, we'll feel how we're making progress. We'll see how we are making progress. And that is very enthusing, very invigorating, very enlivening. And then gradually, as those anarthas go away, we come to the next stage of nishta. We become fixed up, really solid Vaishnava. Next stage. And then what happens? Oh, then it becomes so sweet, ruchi, becomes so nectarian. The taste of the name, to associate with the devotees, to see the deities, to have darshan of Srimati Tulsi Devi, these things become absolutely enlivening. Bhaktivinoda Thakura has written a very nice bhajan in this connection, how he becomes enlivened just to hear the sound of the madanga drum. Becomes enthused for the kirtan just by hearing that madanga, hitting the hand on the madanga. So in this way, this taste becomes sweeter and sweeter, and finally it becomes absolutely addictive, a sakti stage, where you become so attached that if the chanting stops for a minute, or the Krishna smaranam stops for a minute, it's like the world came to an end. You become so attached, and then of course, and there's Bhav, the volcanic eruptions of love of God within the heart, and the full-blown manifestation of spiritual perfection, Krishna prema. So it is a gradual process. It comes little by little, step by step. For those who have seriously taken up this pathway of Krishna bhakti, that day will come when they will actually see Krishna face to face. Prabhupada told me that. He wrote me one letter. He said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. So this is, we are meant to become completely pure devotees. This is the platform we are meant to come to. And that's why we're here. Of course, we have a twofold mission. We are meant to purify our own hearts, and at the same time, we are meant to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. But here in the Singo, Jadaye Nasingo. We want Nishinga within to completely purify our hearts, and Nishinga without. We want to see that this Sankirtan movement will inundate the entire world. So the beauty of this process is the two aspects of it, the internal and the external aspects. The beauty of it is they complement one another. The more we push forward this movement by Harinam Sankirtan, wonderful festivals, by distributing books, by making devotees, by preaching, by distributing prasadam, the more we engage in the external activities, Bahir Nisinga, then the Hridaye Nisinga becomes more predominant. We become more purified within the more we push forward externally, and it works the other way too. The more we purify ourselves internally, the more we become potent and successful at spreading it. In this connection, Srila Prabhupada explains, it's quite an amazing statement in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says that a devotee who can chant the holy name of the Lord without offense, he becomes a Jagat Guru, and under his influence, the entire world takes up chanting Hare Krishna. So that is an important aspect of pushing for this movement. We have to purify ourselves. We've seen in recent years the greatest impediment that we've had for pushing for this movement are our own impurities, actually. Our own impurities have been the greatest impediment, not external problems, external harassment. The greatest enemy of our movement is our own inertia, actually. That's history has proven it. It's our own inertia. So if we focus very strongly on getting our hearts to be inertia and at the same time enthusiastically engage in pushing toward this movement, we work it from both ends, externally and internally, then we will see how we can really taste the nectar at every minute and how we can infect, as it were, so many persons with this wonderful disease known as Krishna consciousness. So we just have a few moments left here. We can inquire now if anyone has questions. Yes.
Staying up late, mm-hmm. And in our advanced age, we're seeing that we need a certain amount of rest, so how to, you know, balance, because it's also very important.
Yeah. Well, one has to be practical. You do the best you can, basically. You know, sincerity is really the key. Tesham satad yuktanam bhajatam tad vikurvakam. Prabhupada actually broke his rest up into two pieces. So one could do that. If for some reason you have to stay up late in your service, and therefore you can't get up early, one could try taking, you know, rest during the day also. Prabhupada took rest after lunch every day. So that you can actually get, you know, you can take a shorter period of rest at night. You can stay up late, and you can also get up early by taking rest in the middle of the day. That's an easy. You just have to look at your practical situation and do the best you can. Krishna knows your sincerity. It's not based on rules and regulations. It's based on sincerity, actually. Your advancement is based on sincerity, not rules and regulations. The rules and regulations are there to help us, to purify us. They're our friends, actually. So we have to, you know, have the best possible relationship with our friends, the rules and regulations. Any other questions? That's it. Thank you very much. Shantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.